News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So there's an article up this morning, actually it's an op-ed, by Ray Malik at 1819news.com. And if you, by the way, if you haven't checked them out, they are a news source that you need to see because it's top-of-the-line news. I mean, it's news. It's also stuff that you're not going to get typically on AL.com and some of the others. It's not bought and paid for, and it's not liberal bent. It's literally, they're taking news stories, some of which is being suppressed by other news outlets, and they are a quality news source. So I do encourage you to check out 1819news.com. That being said, Ray Malik, a friend of mine over there, who is the chief editor at 1819, he did a piece this morning that it caught some attention. It's got a weird title. It says, the title of it is, If Only Legislators Fought as Hard for Their Constituents as Does the AEA, the AEA being the teachers' union. Now, I look at that and go, wow. You know, I even had somebody text me earlier and say, sounds like Ray is kind of soft on the AEA. What's the deal? I don't think he's soft on the AEA. Here's the deal. As I look this thing over, what I do believe he's saying is, there's no doubt where the AEA stands. Their job is not education. Despite the fact that they're called the Alabama Education Association, what they really are is the Alabama Educators Association. They're a union. By any other name, they would have to be a union. And some would say they've morphed a little bit. They're not as strident. They're not as, you know, anti anything like they used to be. I would disagree. I think that they are. I think now they're sneakier. They cannot be as overtly tyrannical as they used to be. Now they're just sneaky tyrannical, which is sometimes worse. They're like worm-tongued, whispering in the king's ear and destroying his soul. All right, so that's what we've got right now in the AEA. But Ray Malik's piece this morning in 1819news.com says, you know, he says, really, you can't blame the AEA for unleashing its money and army of lobbyists on Montgomery to protect the state's ever-increasing education budget and ever-decreasing education results and fighting anything that could take away from the job security of the public school system, including school choice. That's their gig. And I don't like the AEA. I think they're an evil organization. I think they've done more to hold this state back and mess it up than anything else in the world. But, I will say this. We have Republicans in the Alabama State House and Senate who are sitting on their hands right now. Because if they didn't sit on their hands, they'd be wringing them because they're scared to death. They don't want to do anything to rock the boat, and they're scared to do something different. Now, it's not all of them. There's some good men and women down there who I believe are, who I know for a fact, are very pro-school choice, and we have several of them on the show, like, for instance, Charlotte Meadows and Del Marsh. And we don't always, like, for instance, Del Marsh and I have not always agreed on every bill, but on the issue of school choice, we have been just in lockstep, and he's been an advocate. Well, he points out, though, that the vast majority, the supermajority in the Alabama legislature, they don't defend their constituents the way the AEA defends its constituents. If they did, we wouldn't be 50th in the nation. If they did, we wouldn't be doing things like just the other day, maybe it was yesterday, we just passed a $60 million increase. It's a one-time bonus for education retirees. Well, that's neat. That's fine. I got no beef with that per se. Except that that took precedence over doing things that improve the education system. Because once again, it was something the AEA wanted and the education retirees in Alabama wanted. And let me tell you, I'm glad it was a bonus and not a pay increase. And I say that not because I don't want them to have more money in their pocket, but because it has to be sustainable. Every time the teachers union demands a pay raise, which they do every single year, the people in the ranks go, yeah, that'll mean $3,000 more for me. Yes, every year thereafter, in perpetuity, we'll never see it reversed. It's going to be tough. Somebody told me once, and I'm trying to think back, it's been a few years, I think it's a different number now, but I seem to recall when I was in office that even a 1% pay increase for just classroom educators in the Alabama systems is a $70 million hit to the budget that has to be sustained every year thereafter. And then the next year when they demand another 2% pay raise, and the one after that when they get a 4% pay raise, I mean, Think about it. In the meantime, the AEA is getting all those pay raises for its people. They're fighting off school choice so nothing changes. How about if the Republicans in the legislature did as much for their constituents about education as the AEA did for its constituents about education? Wouldn't that be something? What if the fight was as strong, I don't know, as it used to be back in 2010 when a bunch of us got elected and we went down there and we literally cut the nuts off the AEA and we got some things done? It is time for some nut cutting down in Montgomery. I'm just going to say it right now on the air. It is time for them to get serious about school choice and making education change, because when you're 50th in the nation, there is nowhere to go but up. Phil Williams, getting saucy on the air. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back with Copper's Corner coming up next.